Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bell, and towards Held, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Keene moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox bunts in front of the plate. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to third. Hardy moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pearce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearce hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hardy who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 2 in the game. Seavers hits a fly ball into left field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano pinch hits for Gary Bell. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito juggles the ball. That's an error on Esposito. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive towards third. Phillips catches it and throws to second to double up Minoso. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith, who is chasing the ball. Held reaches third base with a triple. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Demeter pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Steve Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.